Welcome to the Friday, October 21st, 2011 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. Thursday's critical control was the control of wireless devices. The control focuses very heavily on 802.11 or Wi-Fi networks, but of course wireless devices can include cell phone modems, Bluetooth, Zigbee, and a number of additional technologies. For all of them, proper encryption is a must with wireless networks. We just don't have the same control over the medium as we have with wired networks. As a result, a proper network access control and encryption are really important. Manuel, in his diary, outlines some of the options that you have with Wi-Fi networks. Now, for some of the other technologies, you may not have the option to choose the encryption of the wireless protocol. So in those cases, you will have just to rely on IPsec or SSL to essentially protect the data sort of on the application layer. In other news, a blog post from Tuesday is getting some attention. It is publishing details, including a proof of concept exploit to launch a clickjacking attack against Adobe's Flash Player control screen. This attack could result in malicious Flash script accessing the user's camera and microphone without the user knowing. The way this works is that the actual screen where you give Flash permissions to turn on the camera or the microphone is a web page with an embedded Flash control that you load from Adobe's website. Now, there has been an exploit like this 3 years ago, and it actually sort of gained a lot of attention and really caused the clickjacking to be taken serious. Now, what Adobe did in response back then was to embed some JavaScript in the HTML that you're loading from Adobe that implements frame busting. So if you are loading it in an iframe, it tries to break out of the iframe and essentially destroys the clickjacking attack. Now, what this new exploit does is it just loads the Flash control. It does not load the entire HTML page from Adobe. So the JavaScript that does the frame busting never gets loaded. And as a result, it is vulnerable again to be included in an iframe. Now, the good news here is that Adobe is on the ball on this and apparently has already fixed the problem. You don't even have to patch anything on your system because that Flash control is loaded from Adobe whenever you use it. So just by patching this control on Adobe's server, Adobe was able to prevent further exploitation of this particular vulnerability. The proof of concept worked with Safari and Firefox on OS X. The author mentioned that he used those two platforms because he had access to them, but he believes that it's very well possible on other platforms as well. But like I said, it's patched now, so nothing really to worry about too much. And then there are reports about a new worm that is infecting JBoss servers. We don't really know what the worm does other than spreading at this point. JBoss is an open source Java application server. It is maintained by Red Hat. The JBoss application server uses something called the JMX console, which essentially can be used to perform administrative tasks. Now, it is access controlled, but older versions of the JMX console only authenticated GET and POST requests, so it was possible to craft other requests but using other methods that then processed administrative commands without asking for any password. This flaw has been patched a while ago, I believe last year, but still there are enough vulnerable hosts out there for this worm to take advantage of. If you're running JBoss, just double check your configuration, and in the show notes as well as in the accompanying diary, you will see the URL of the respective Red Hat page that has some details about how to secure JBoss. And then we got quite a bit of feedback regarding yesterday's evil printer diary. Essentially, what happened here was that we had users report emails that claim to come from multifunction HP devices, sort of these printer-scanner combinations. And essentially, the email said, hey, this is a scan that someone did, and the image they scanned is attached. Of course, then the image linked to a malicious website. Most users reported that by the time they received the email, that website was already gone. I think I only remember one submission that actually had a little bit more details about the exploit served up on that page, and it appears to be sort of the usual browser exploit kit. Well, anyway, that's it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.